We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning. Stunning interview yesterday with Sheriff of Greenville County, Hobart Lewis, in which he talked about how he and Sheriff Chuck Wright are seeing these buses, and we've all seen them. I've gotten so many texts. They're the Biden buses rolling in with illegal immigrants. The numbers that the sheriff gave yesterday were 1,200 to 1,400 a month. Some get off and stay in Greenville. Others get back on the buses and they continue on to wherever they go, but they come in here again and again and again like clockwork. And he is trying to get the legislative changes, Sheriff Hobart Lewis is, that would allow him to detain and maybe even impound these buses so the companies will stop sending them on behalf of Joe Biden. Joining me now is Spartanburg County Sheriff Chuck Wright. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. How are you today? Blessed Good Friday, because Sundays are coming.
Yes, it is. And he will be risen. We love that. It is a good to have a good Friday, Sheriff.
Yes.
And I wish we could just talk about that today. But unfortunately, we have so much of this stuff going on. I can't tell you how many texts I've gotten from people in your county, in Greenville County. They are seeing these migrants being dropped off in our community. And Sheriff Hobart Lewis told me, some of them, it's a minority, but some of them are even Afghanis, Pakistanis, and Chinese illegal immigrants. What are you seeing? He mentioned you yesterday.
Well, we're seeing about the same exact thing. He and I've been talking and trying to get a plan together too. Forgive me for not being able to call the senator or the representative's name that's trying to put a bill forth.
Thomas Beach, yeah. Rep Burns.
Who's that?
This is Representative Thomas Beach.
Yes, he is doing a really good thing trying to get us some, basically get us some teeth that we can apply this to. And, you know, I've had a lot of questions about why can't you just, you know, grab them up, arrest them because they're illegal aliens. And, you know, we have to follow the Constitution and the South Carolina laws. You know, that's what we have to do. Obviously, the government that we have now doesn't sit that way, but we're not going to stop fighting. And it's time to be concerned, but don't panic. We will figure this thing out, and we can do it together. Just asking everybody to be prepared, you know, be ready. I don't know what for, because I don't know what's coming, but gosh, we can just be vigilant, you know. Call your representatives. Certainly call Senator Beach and pat him on the back and get behind this bill and help this thing get passed, because the more calls you have for things like that, the more people seem to pay attention to it.
Are you aware of where in Spartanburg County some of these buses are dropping off illegal immigrants or pulling up, you know, with them? Because so many people have seen it. We've gotten so many texts on it. And that's why I'm kind of asking these questions. Do you know where that's going?
I have heard, you know, I hadn't personally seen these buses myself, but I've heard that it's at 26 and 176 right there at the QT. And at one point it was in downtown Inman. Now, I don't think it's at downtown Inman anymore because, you know, they've been pretty hyper-vigilant about watching for stuff like that. And the Inman Police Department does a really good job of being seen in and around there. So those are the two places that I know of that's been spoken of more than anything. But I'm not saying they're not doing other places. I just don't know where they are.
Yeah. A lot of people just think, hey, you know what? It's the law. You can't come here illegally. Why can't sheriffs and police officers all over the country just, you know, scoop these people up and send them home. It seems like a simple thing to people. Can you explain to us, you said, and I know this is the case, and Hobart Lewis explained it yesterday. Can you explain to us what binds your hands as law enforcement from, I mean, frustratingly, enforcing the law?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, when they come across the border, the ones that are contacted, there's so many coming across the border that are not contacted. They're given a court date, okay? So they're already given a court date saying, hey, you're not supposed to be here. I still can't get my mind wrapped around why the federal government won't just tell them to turn around and send them back to where they come from, but that's a whole different ball game. But the thing of it is, they're coming here, and they're getting a court date. And, again, we have to live and practice the laws that we have here, and we simply don't have a law that says you're illegal. I have a right to arrest you and hold you. That's just not a charge. And maybe when Senator Beetz gets through doing what he's doing, let me just change gears a little bit. Hobart and I both agreed if it was legal, I got enough friends. He's got enough friends and concerned citizens around Greenville, Spartanburg, Cherokee, Lawrence, Union. We just have some people, when we catch them, put them on a bus, put some guards on the bus and take them to Brownsville and send them back where they come from. But that's not legal. You know, they don't have to follow the law. I do.
That's incredibly frustrating, Sheriff. And I know it's frustrating.
Yes. You're telling me, I'm the one that's, you know, people are asking, why aren't you doing something about this? And I'm like, I'm doing my best.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I just don't know if there was one little, even what people would consider a frivolous charge that we could throw on them, I would. You know, and when we do arrest them and they make a misstep and we catch them, and we call, you know, the deportation folks, and they're like, we're not coming to get them. You know, we don't have the manpower. We're not coming to get them. We've been told not to. And I was like, good gosh.
So, Sheriff, when you call ICE, they're not coming to get them. Is this for just minor offenses, or is this all the way up, like when you have illegal immigrants, you know, committing serious offenses?
Yeah, for the past year and a half or two, they hadn't came to get them for anything.
Wow.
We tell them, look, you know what murder is, right? And they go, Sheriff, we get it. You know, we've been told not to do that. And I'm like, good gosh. You know, I don't think everybody that works with ICE is bad by no means. They're being told and, you know, having orders from somebody obviously above them that can affect their paycheck, you know, saying you're not going to do this. So I don't know what I can expect them to do after that.
No, sure. They answer to Joe Biden, the Democrats right now. That's kind of where they're stuck. We're talking to Spartanburg County Sheriff Chuck Wright. Okay, you just told me something that blew my mind, because we just had this huge story out of Florida where no less than the governor of Florida had to call ICE because ICE refused to pick up a guy wanted for rape in Washington State, and he was on a traffic charge down there in Florida. They threw the full book at him, but had to let him go after a couple of weeks because they didn't have anything else to hold him on. So they knew they were going to be releasing a rapist. They called ICE. ICE wouldn't pick him up. He was an illegal immigrant. So you're telling me all the way up until murder, if they bond out on charges for that or they've served their time for that, they're illegal immigrants, ICE won't pick them up in Spartanburg County?
Yeah, I'm telling you, the last few times that we've called them, now they have in the past.
Yeah.
You know, but the last few times that we've called them, they were like, "We're just not coming to get them."
That's really frightening.
It's aggravating. You know, if we, all the listeners to your show, who I think are very good conservative people who get it, if we went to their country and did all this, you know, or if you was a part of the false narrative of January the 6th, couldn't get out of jail. You know, none of this makes sense to me.
Unbelievable. Anything else that we need to know, Sheriff, in terms of illegal immigration and you know, what you guys are dealing with?
Well, you can always still be vigilant, you know, take notes and report them to us, and we'll do the best we can with that stuff. But don't give up hope just yet, because I got a feeling that we're going to have us a new guy that knows what to do, and it's going to be pretty fun and interesting when he gets back in there.
I hope that you were right about that, Sheriff. I would have so much fun watching it go down, as I know you would too. Sheriff Chuck Wright, thank you so much for joining us this morning on 98.9 WORD.
Have a great day. Thank you.
You too. Thanks for everything you do. Enjoy your weekend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.